How long are you gonna let this con man walk around town?
Be careful, son. I can sue you.
I don't intend to sit here and be insulted, Sheriff. If your people don't want my help, I can go elsewhere.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Trump. He don't talk for the rest of us.
Since the sheriff wouldn't stop Trump, Hobie had to find somebody who would.
Are you here about Trump?
Yes, sir. What are you gonna do about him?
What do you want me to do?
Stop him.
Now, there's nothing in the world can change their minds. And anybody who tries to could end up getting hurt. They're not going to listen.
Well, there's got to be some way to stop him.
Well, if there is, I don't know it. It's funny how a big lie can make us all kids again.
Hobie had checked the town. The people were ready to believe. Like sheep, they ran toward the slaughterhouse. And waiting for them was the high priest of fraud.
I am the only one.
Trust me. I can build a wall around your homes that nothing will penetrate.
What do we do? How do we save ourselves?
You ask, how do you build that wall? You ask, and I'm here to tell you.
You're a liar, Trump.
Trump's sure having his way.
You're gonna go back and tell him, Trump.
What?
You're gonna go back and tell him it's a fake. You did a good job working him up into this mood, and now let's see you talk your way out of it.
You don't think I'd lie, do you?
You don't want an answer to that. No, I don't need you now.
Until the crowd knew that everything Trump had said was a lie, there was no hope for Talbot.
Forever.
Check this graphic that was made for an article from The Atlantic. This article was from this month, July 2024. We have silhouettes of the Supreme Court, and they've positioned Trump's face in such a way that his ear looks like it sustained exactly the same wound that we saw at the alleged Trump shooting last week. You have to ask yourself, who made this decision to make this graphic? Why would they make silhouettes of the Supreme Court and put Trump's face on it? Why would it be a right-facing profile view in such a way that, coincidentally, his ear sustains the exact same injury? This was released earlier this month, just weeks ago, and then we saw it come to pass. This might be one of the most interesting and suspicious pieces of predictive programming of the botched Trump assassination narrative. But there are many more such examples of predictive programming that I've compiled in this video. But if I missed anything, send me an email at timtruth@protonmail.com and we'll put out a follow-up.
And now you're going to run for president. Don't you think that's a really cool idea, you guys? You'll keep them honest. You'll keep them honest, Donald. Personally, I hope you win because I can't wait for the inauguration.
Have dropped out of the New York Public Theater's version of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar after Inside Edition released video that showed a Caesar resembling you-know-who getting, you know, stabbed as he does at the end of Shakespeare's play.
Yeah.
But, So does this cross the line for people?
Everywhere I go in this glorious state, people are talking about change. I say, why change? This is a great state founded on the principles of liberty. I don't want to change that.
So that arrow is the lowest amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country.
The infestation has begun. Parasites have crossed our borders and are sickening our country, leeching off our system, destroying us from the inside. But State Senator John McLaughlin has a plan of attack. He'll fight to keep illegal immigrants out. He supports an electrified border fence. No amnesty for parasites. John McLaughlin wants to protect you from the invaders. Vote to re-elect State Senator John McLaughlin. Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect State Senator John McLaughlin.
That's what they want. Change. Change the laws. Open the doors. Red Rover, Red Rover, let the terrorists come over. The jingle jangle of pennies in your pocket because the scavengers, the leeches, the parasites are walking away with your money while you're left with the change.
And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if... If you want to really see something that's sad, take a look at what happened. Over.
Well, you are either in possession of a very new human ability or a very old one.
Amy.
Amy is my daughter's name.
Your daughter's screaming. The house is burning. Your daughter's in the house. It's not too late.
Everybody's talking about you. You're the talk of the town.
Because I got my head bashed in and I'm still here to talk about it.
Because you have the power of second sight. Is it true, Johnny?
The cars and letters just keep pouring in.
What is all this?
It's people. Lost dogs, lost children, lost lives.
You haven't even opened them.
I don't have to. They all want the same thing. Reassurance, help, love. Things I can't give them.
Boy, you gotta be in good shape to go the full distance for those big boys down in Washington.
Right.
You gotta stay in shape all the time with those boys. You can't turn your back on them. You gotta stay in better shape in this country. What the hell is happening to this country? Can anybody tell me what the hell is going on? Look at here. I read in one of your local papers
you
right here on the
front page.
Believe
this guy?
You got some old people.
He's just getting warmed up. You vote for him, John?
Shame on America! What the hell is
I'm not even registered.
You don't register?
No.
Well, get registered, pal, and vote against this turkey. He's dangerous.
And I see all around me so many unemployed. What are you people doing here in the middle of the day? Middle of a work day. You're standing out in the cold. Look around. Look at each other. How do you feel about each other? Are you proud of your communities? Would you send the guy next to you to the U.S. Senate?
A real man of the people.
You don't feel good about
Jesus, what an act. Can't I see through this guy?
Well, I've come down here today with a job for every one of you. I've come here today with a challenge for all of you. I'm challenging you right here and now to join me, to join a growing army of volunteer workers on my campaign. Let's send Greg Stilson to the United States Senate and mediocrity to hell!
Hey, thanks for coming. Good to see you. Hi. How you doing? Hey, how are you? Good to see you. Hey, thanks very much for coming. Good.
Do it, General.
You're insane. I won't.
Do it! Put your hand on a scanning screen and you'll go down in history with me.
As what? The world's greatest mass murderers?
You cowardly bastard! You're not the voice of the people! I am the voice of the people! The people speak through me, not you! It came to me while I slept, Sonny. My destiny. In the middle of the night, it came to me. I must get up now, right now, and fulfill my destiny. Now you put your goddamn hand on that scanning screen, or I'll hack it off and put it on for you. Do it!
May God forgive me.
My destiny.
We have a diplomatic solution.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Secretary, the missiles are flying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You okay, Greg?
If you could go back in time, Germany, say, before Hitler came to power, knowing what you know now, what would you do? Would you kill him? What would you do?
I don't like the sound of this, John. What are you getting at?
What would you do? Would you kill him?
All right, I'll give you an answer. I'm a man of medicine. I'm expected to save lives and ease suffering, and I love people. Therefore, I would have no choice but to kill the son of a bitch.
You'd never get away alive.
It doesn't matter. I would kill him.
Campaign, the most talked about, the most exciting, the most important campaign in the history of this great state. And I come here personally to thank you for that.
Back in time, Germany, say, before Hitler came to power, knowing what you know now, what would you do? Would you kill him?
And then, of course, we have the Illuminati playing cards, which came out in 1990. From a very suspicious organization, as far as their logo goes, check this logo out, the Steve Jackson Games Company. They have three cards that people point at as being possibly related to Trump. And I think that they very much are. You have the enough is enough. At any time, at any place, our snipers can drop you. Have a nice day. Then you have the charismatic leader with the bright blonde hair. And then you have the second bullet. Play this card immediately after you fail to roll to destroy. Will we see another shot on Trump? There seems to be a lot of predictive programming going in that direction. And why is this so interesting? Well, the Illuminati playing cards also predicted 9/11. You have the Pentagon with a big cloud of smoke, and you have the Twin Towers with the huge fireball coming out the side. Who could have guessed? Well, Steve Jackson Games, apparently. So let's turn our attention back to this logo. Steve Jackson Games. This is the symbol that's on the back of the dollar bill, where it says New World Order in Latin. It's worth pointing this out. I saw this as an ad on Twitter. They really wanted people to see this. There was a guy at the Republican National Convention just a couple days after Trump's shooting. And there was the uncapped pyramid. There was a part of the RNC after Trump was shot. And they had this very prominently in the backdrop. The all-seeing eye over the uncapped pyramid with the text, Novus Ordo Seclorum, the New World Order. And it said, make America wealthy again. Now, there's another interesting connection here. There's this Japanese band that gets hundreds of millions of views on YouTube called World Order. And they had two interesting videos that I'll bring to your attention. They had one called Have a Nice Day, which is on the Illuminati playing cards for Trump's assassination. At any time, our snipers can drop you. Have a nice day. That's one of their hit songs. And then they have another hit song about Trump, which even says he's good at pro wrestling. And there's a moment where the band seems like they're pantomiming an assassination. At least that's my guess. It seems like they're pantomiming an assassination of Trump. And at the moment that they pantomime the assassination, they have Trump saying, "We will make America wealthy again," just like we saw at the RNC. Make America Wealthy Again. The video has 10 million views and some very interesting lyrics. It says, "A man who heralds the end for the sake of saving the world has finally appeared." Heralds is a verb that means be a sign that something is about to happen. And what's about to happen? According to this, the end.
"The world will come to a flaming end. Without my help and knowledge, every one of you will be dead."
So a man who heralds the end. The end of what? Well, if we look at the start of the video, there's an American flag predominantly featured on the wall behind them. And they're watching Trump's America First speech and holding the number one up on their hands, mocking Trump. The last shot of this music video is this flag on the wall with all the flags of the world. We are all one. We are all one. Sounds like a global government or something. So I think that's noteworthy as far as the symbolism goes. The American flag is gone, and now it says we are all one. Right after the Trump assassination scene. So very strange combination there. Let's Start World War III and Have a Nice Day by the group World Order out of Japan. But back to the Illuminati playing cards. We have charismatic leader. We have the Trump face that says, at any time our snipers can drop you. And we have the second bullet, where a man who looks very much like Trump is walking, looking over his shoulder, and there's a bullet hole in the wall behind him, which together with the title of the card suggests that they just missed an assassination attempt and they have to try it again to make the attack succeed, it says. So, I mean, it seems like they're going to continue with this line of the narrative with more assassination attempts slash possibly even succeeding in the fake assassination.
"It's funny how a big lie can make us all kids again."
Hobie had checked the town. The people were ready to believe. Like sheep, they ran toward the slaughterhouse. And waiting for them was the high priest of fraud. Until the crowd knew that everything Trump had said was a lie, there was no hope for Talbot.